Hey, welcome to the online edition of Pass the Popcorn, a review of movies currently showing at Allen Theater's Aviator 10. It's Devil J, and thanks for heading over to the website so I can give you a more complete review for Kingsman the Golden Circle and the Lego Ninjago movie. First up, it's Kingsman Part Dos. Eggsy, played by Taron Egerton, is still coming to grips with the death of his mentor, Colin Firth, but has settled nicely into the role of the guy in the Kingsman organization. However, the super secret spy society is destroyed by Julianne Moore's Poppy Adams, a drug dealer with a flair for the 1950s, and Elton John, and the two surviving members, Eggsy and Merlin, played by Mark Strong, discovered that they have an American equivalent across the pond, the Statesmen. As proper as the Brits are with their names taken from the legend of King Arthur, well, the Americans take their code name from alcohol and our stereotypical gun-toting, lasso-throwing cowboys. Together, they team up to take down Poppy before her tainted drugs kill half the world's population, including Eggsy's girlfriend. This movie has everything that the first film had, but doubled. Part 2 serves up the story with a gratuitous helping of dark humor, self-effacing humor, a wink to the audience with adolescent humor, and more than a nod to the current landscape of politics, and more than one moment where you turn to your movie date and say out loud, "I can't believe I just saw that." Even though the movie clocks in at 2 hours 20 minutes, it never feels bloated or drags. However, my biggest complaint about the movie is pretty significant. Two of the actors I was most looking forward to seeing in comedic roles get shortchanged. Channing Tatum, who got to flex his funny muscle in the 21 Jump Street movies, and Jeff Bridges, because the dude still abides, only get bona fide cameos in this film. Pedro Pascal, who most remember as Oberyn Martell from Game of Thrones, still one of the most visceral deaths on television. Well, he comes out on top of Statesman Agent Whiskey, electric lasso and all. No spoiler here, but Colin Firth does return from the dead, and by the end of the movie, you'll have a greater appreciation for John Denver and the Rocket Man himself. Elton John gets into the action and does not disappoint. Whereas last week's American Assassin disappointed me on so many levels, Kingsman 2 succeeds because it knows exactly what it is and what it is not. It doesn't take itself seriously. 4 out of 5 bags of popcorn, making it a movie I'd see again in the theaters. Then there's the Lego Ninjago movie. Based on the TV series, it follows a group of normal teenagers who are secretly ninja warriors. The ninjas constantly battle the evil warlord Garmadon for control of Ninjago City. Oh, and spoiler alert, Garmadon is actually the father of the green ninja, Lloyd. Or as Garmadon says, Lloyd. Actually, it's not a spoiler, because the whole city knows it and constantly blames Lloyd for his estranged father's evil plans of domination. The voice actors in the film, Dave Franco as Lloyd, Justin Theroux as Garmadon, and Jackie Chan as Master Wu, are fantastic. But here's the problem. The Lego movies give me a headache. There is so much happening on the screen that literally my brain hurts. When the Lego movie itself came out in 2014, it was hailed as brilliant, imaginative, and shrewdly funny. Chris Pratt, before he became the megastar that he is right now, and Will Ferrell were perfectly cast. Slightly less inspired, but maybe just as funny, was last year's Lego Batman movie, with Will Arnett giving the pitch-perfect performance as a not-so-dark knight. And now with the Lego Ninjago movie, maybe it's not as entertaining because we've been there and seen that. Now, there's still plenty of humor to keep the parents awake. Not this dad, but I was only out for 10, maybe 15 minutes tops as I saw the inside of my eyelids. My daughter Addison and her buddy Noah gave it 5 out of 5 bags of popcorn, which is the equivalent of having to buy it on disc later this year and proclaiming it the best movie of the year. However, slightly more level-headed minds who actually purchase movies in my household, I would give it 3 out of 5, making it a good movie. For showtimes, call 437-9301. But because you're already online, hey, why don't you just jump over to AllenTheatersInc.com and click on Alamogordo. And don't forget, every Monday, regardless of the radio station that you're listening to, we give out pairs of passes so you can check out the Lego Ninjago, Kingsman, Golden Circle, or any of the other movies that are currently showing at Allen Theaters Aviator 10. Check back with me next week when your pilot Tom Cruise says, "Welcome aboard, fasten your seatbelts," and it's It's the not-so-friendly skies of American Made. For Allen Theater's aviator tenant Burt Broadcasting, I'm Double J, and I'll see you next week online and at the movies.